Good morning, good morning, good morning, New Life Church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, church, can you hear me out there? Let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so blessed and so grateful to be here this morning. I don't know about you, just to see another day, just have another opportunity to worship with you this morning. We want to thank all our visitors. We want to thank everyone for joining us this morning here at New Life Church Global. I do believe that the Lord has downloaded an incredible word within me. So I want you to sit back, buckle your seats, and let's fly together. Amen. But give it one more time, church. Come on. I know you're home. Amen. I know you're actually, maybe this is your spouse. You may be sitting at your kitchen table. You may be in your dining room, your living room, wherever you are. Amen. He's right there in the midst with you. Hallelujah. The title of my sermon this morning is going to be called, can you put that up? Mission Impossible. Keep your balance, church, this morning. And I'm going to get a little bit deep on this one with you this morning. But let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning. We lift up your name this morning. We lift up the name of Jesus this morning. God, we invite you into this service. Lord God, as I decrease, I pray that your Holy Spirit increase within me. I yield everything I have in me to you. Use me. Let not your word return void. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Come on, praise one more time before we get it. I don't know about you. I just love praising the Lord. Amen. I don't need a crowd.
I praise him right by myself.
I praise him 3 o'clock this morning right by myself. And so he's downloading stuff with me. I didn't need a choir. I ain't need no instruments. I ain't nothing but just me having time together this morning, church. Come on, man.
Mission impossible.
Keep your balance. I'm going to talk a little bit about my intro, a little bit about keeping your balance. You know, when you were growing up, you learn how to ride a bicycle, right? And the most important thing about learning how to ride a bicycle is keeping your balance. Amen. If you don't keep your balance, you fall. Amen. So sometimes in our life, we have to keep our balance while we are moving forward. Amen. To keep us from falling. So this morning, Mission Impossible. I want to deal with the mission. I want to deal with those things that sometimes we say are impossible. But all things, as we know, are possible with God. Amen. Church, this morning, all things are possible. There's nothing that you can do. Something you cannot do with his strength within you. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. So, Faith, can you turn to the text? Church, turn with me. Stay with me this morning. In Luke chapter 10, verse 2, NLT version, these were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field. I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes, but I just want to share a few things with you this morning in regards to that. Hallelujah this morning. And I just want to say to you that sometimes we don't understand how important the mission is of an organization, or the mission that God, or the assignment, there we go, that God have us on. Amen. The success of any organization is directly related to the relevancy of its mission and its ability to remain focused to that mission. So whatever mission that God have you on, it's important that you, number one, that you stay focused on the mission. Amen. Your situations, your challenges have nothing to do with you not being able to focus on your mission. Hallelujah this morning. I'm going to talk a little bit more about, you know, right now, New Life Church, we are so blessed, and I'm so grateful to be the new senior pastor, but I'm more grateful that God chose me for such a time as this. Hallelujah, see, church. Amen. Right there. Come on, praise him right there. Oh, yeah. More grateful that he's chosen me. Amen. Hallelujah. He should be grateful that he's chosen you for such a time as this. I'm going to think about when I was studying last night. I was thinking about Coca-Cola. Yeah, we're passing Coca-Cola. Yeah, the company Coca-Cola. You know, 90% of the world has heard the word Coca-Cola. 74% of the world have seen a can of Coca-Cola. 51% of the world has tasted Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola has been around less than 100 years. But I just thought about this. I said, if God had given the task of world evangelization to Coca-Cola Company, it would have been done by then.
Mm.
Let me break that down to a little bit. Okay, Coca-Cola, amen. If God had given the task of world evangelization to the Coca-Cola Company, it would have been done by now. because the word is out, amen. The mission is there, right? Hallelujah, this morning, church. I want to talk to you a little bit more this morning about how Jesus, how he picked his disciples, amen. Go to the next scripture, Faith, in the text. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, it says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Too many times when we are doing good, we're doing the right things, and we're not seeing the harvest, amen? But the word of the Lord in Galatians says that please do not give up, basically, right? Don't give up because the harvest is coming. It's almost like when I'm riding down to Franklin sometimes, I look at the fields, I look at the cornfields, I look at their farmers, and I see them planting things, amen, to grow. They don't plant and then expect to have a harvest right away. They have to work, here you go, church, they have to work that farm, amen, to reap a harvest, but they work the harvest with an expectation. They work the farm with an expectation to reap a harvest. See, in your life, you have to have expectations of what God is going to do in your life.
Yes.
There's no need to not have expectations. He wants us to have expectations. In verse 10 say, therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Amen. We as believers and we as brothers and sisters, it's very important that we uplift one another. Amen. That we pray for one another. Amen. That we cover one another. Amen. This morning, I just want to pour something into you, how important your mission is and how important your mission to go out and be disciples for Christ. Amen. This morning, there are too many times where we are studying the word, we're going to church, we're in Bible study, we're on Zoom calls, but when was the last time that you led someone to the Lord? The last time that you shared your testimony with someone without faith? When was the last time that you visited someone that needed you, amen, and was and shared your faith in Christ?
Yes.
See, your mission is bigger than just you. Hallelujah, this morning. Your mission is bigger than you. Your mission and your assignment that God has chosen you to do is to go into all the world and what? Preach the gospel, amen, to share the good news, amen. The good news ain't just for you and your house. The good news is for you can share the good news. Hallelujah. Stay with me, church, this morning. We're going somewhere this morning. We are going somewhere this morning. I just want to tell you a little bit about disciples for a few minutes. And when I was thinking about this, when I was studying this, you know, he picked the disciples after a night of prayer. He prayed about this. He didn't just go and pick them. He prayed about this, right? In Luke chapter 6, in verse 12 through 16, that's the account when Jesus was selecting the 12. But catch this, church. Catch this, church. They were deliberately handpicked. They didn't look like world conquerors, right? They didn't look like anything that you would thought they would look like. They were constantly arguing and complaining and squabbling over who would be the greatest in the kingdom. Don't that sound like some church folks sometimes? Amen, church. They this morning.
Amen.
The church folks are fussing with each other. Who's going to be the greatest and who's going to get the greatest task? I cannot preach you. I cannot teach you. I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. Competing with one another. But they said that, and guess this, they were supposed to have been sleeping, and they were supposed to have been praying, amen? But they were complaining, amen? And they were squabbling amongst each other. So when he picked his disciples, when he picked them to follow him, and he picked them as chosen, we chose them, then they were not the norm CEO. They were not the ones that had the best education. They were not the one that you'd expect to be chosen. See, God would take the misfit this morning. He would take a misfit and elevate a misfit so it can fit.
Yes.
And seeing too many times what we are doing is that we count ourselves off because we don't have the education. We don't have this and we don't have that. We came from this family. We came from that family. Amen. We're accustomed to even taking our own lives, amen, and putting on our own self. But the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Next faith. In Matthew 28 and 16, he said, then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going into the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. In verse 17, when they saw him, they worshiped him. But guess what? You always got some doubters in the pot, don't you? You always got some haters. You always got some people that, was it really him? Amen. See, there's sometimes when God is doing things in your life, if you don't share your testimony, they're going to doubt. Amen. Was it really God? Or how did you get this? How did you do that? How do you get that promotion? How do you get that new home? How do you get that new car? Amen. And you have to be careful who you let in your inner circle.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to be careful when you let in the inner circle. But can you imagine when they saw him and they worshiped him? But some of them doubted. Verse 18, Faith. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority. And they catch this church. He said he had been given all authority in heaven and earth. I mean, the Bible said, hallowed be thy name, thou kingdom come, thou will be done on earth as it is heaven. Amen. So we want the things in heaven to be manifested on earth. Hallelujah. And then verse 19 said, therefore go. Go. See, some of us don't want to go. He said, go and make, go and make, go and make. Get up out the bed and go, amen. Get up out of your car and go, amen. Get up out the house and go, 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 go. That was an action that he challenged them. He said, go and make, amen. Make means that there's something that you're trying to put together that's not already together, amen. So you got to go and you got to do what? Make disciples, amen, of all nations. And catch this. When you're going out to make disciples, it's a challenge because you take on the responsibility of their growth. Amen. Also, you take on the responsibility of their spiritual growth. So you basically, you're getting in their business. Amen. Like Jesus did. Hallelujah. He said, yes. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he said he wants you to go in verse 7, verse 20, teach, here we go, church, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So as a disciple, as your mission is to go and make disciples, we also have to teach these new disciples to obey the commands. But it's hard for you to teach them to obey the commands if you are not obeying the commands.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So what are you talking about, Pastor Majet, this mission impossible thing, amen? Because the Lord himself, amen, I thought about this too as I was thinking about what do we have to do as believers to move forward, amen? We have to do what? We have to think outside of the box. Hallelujah. The old way of evangelizing doesn't work no more. Hallelujah. We know that, right? The people now want to be loved. Amen. You have to love on people. You have to forgive people. Amen. You have to be sensitive to the needs of the people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So what are we talking about? Getting outside of the box. I remember when IBM, I use as an example. IBM, if they would have stuck to just making mainframes, they'll have lost the whole entire market. But they had to come up with innovative ideas to meet the needs of a new generation. Amen. As the believers, we got to come up with new things. We got to embrace the new generation that's before us. We have to be able to witness the gospel to them intelligently. Because guess what, church? They got iPhones. They got social media. They got all so many different resources to go and check behind the things that they're being taught and the things that are being said to them. So we have to understand that the first thing we have to do is be rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a missionary. Your mission is taking the best of the old and bringing in the best of the new, and the two together come together for a common cause. And we have to understand that you are never too old, amen, to share the gospel. Amen. You are never too old to carry out your assignment, amen. If your assignment is to go to the food pantry every day, if your assignment is to feed the hungry, if your assignment is to go see the sick and shut in, that's your mission, amen. Go on that mission. Keep moving with that mission. Keep moving forward with that mission. Like on that bicycle, even if you fall, you got to get back up in the name of Jesus. And catch this, church, you don't have to be perfect to continue your mission. Amen. In Psalms 127 and 1 says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, in Zechariah 4:6. See, we have to understand it's going to take the power of God to do the things that you're trying to do. It's going to take the power and the anointing on your life to carry out the mission. So my question to you this morning, church, what is your mission? Is it impossible? Do you see clear? Can you think your way clear? What is stopping you from carrying out your mission? What is holding you back? Is it fear? Fear is one of the biggest things the enemy uses to keep us from moving forward. Why haven't you stepped outside the box? What's keeping you in the box? Why haven't we went outside of the inner circle and witnessed the gospel? In order for anything to grow, in order for this ministry to grow, we're going to have to make disciples. It's not just about coming into a pretty building. We know that COVID took us out of the building. It then got us online, worshiping with each other in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not about just lights and actions and camera. It's about the gospel of Jesus
Christ. Yes.
It's about the word of God. What changed your life was not the lights in the building. It was the Holy Spirit that changed your life. Had nothing to do with the worship song. It was you receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Yes. And we have to understand, and sometimes the older we grow in Christ, the more we become older and older and older, we sometimes forget the beginning of where it all started. It all started with you receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He always gives us, church, an opportunity to carry out the mission, to continue the mission. And we have to be mission-minded. We want to have a mission-minded church. Hallelujah. And a mission-minded church is a body, the body that comes together for a common cause, to be witnesses of the gospel. Too many times, the people in the church are just witnessing to each other. And God wants us to go outside of our family, outside of our circle, into all the nation to teach and preach the gospel. When was the last time you just stopped by a friend's house that you ain't seen and just checked on? When was the last time you picked up the telephone and called someone that you haven't talked to in a year or so just to check on? Because see, sometimes the Holy Spirit will prompt you. There we go. The Holy Spirit will prompt you to do something very unconventional that he may be glorified through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we got to be mission-minded. You got to carry a mission. You have to understand that many churches today remind me of like a laboring crew. They get they harvest. We come to service and we get the word of God and we build methods and strategies and all that stuff. And then during the week, we don't use none of it. And God said it's time for us to get up. Rise up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Get up. He said, go and make disciples. Go and preach the gospel. Go and teach the gospel. Hallelujah. Are you willing to get up this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you willing to reconnect this morning in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We have to understand that the Bible says all things work together for the good for those who love God and called according to his purpose. So this morning, whatever you're dealing with, here we go, is working together for your good. So start thinking it right now. Come on, it's working together for your good. Praise it right there, right where you are. Come on, church, this morning. Whatever you're dealing with is working together for your good. Hallelujah. That's good news. Hallelujah. Whatever you see, whatever you can't see, whatever you've been praying about, is about to come to pass.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
But you can't give up. You have to keep applying yourself. You have to keep riding that bicycle. You have to keep your balance in the midst of turbulence. You have to keep the mission in front of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And mission, the mission that you have, you do it with passion and purpose in the name of Jesus. If you do it with passion and purpose, it's not so heavy of an assignment for you. Because something that you want to do, something you're assigned to do by God. Do you know your purpose this morning, church? Hallelujah this morning.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know your purpose this morning, church.
Yes,
Lord. You know you are part of the kingdom. Amen. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. He chosen you. Amen. I know I was a misfit. Hallelujah. I was thinking about it yesterday. I said, God would take a young man out of Franklin, Virginia, of all places, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Back up off of Pretlow Street. I forgot. It was Route 17, whatever the next street was back then. I can't even remember so long. Back up in the woods. Amen. And bring me into a place to share the gospel. Same way he did with you.
Thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I just want to say to you this morning, this is your season. This is your time.
Amen.
Don't miss your appointment with God.
Amen.
Don't miss your assignment this morning, church. It's time to move forward. We've crossed over. Amen. Now we got to go save souls.
Yes.
We crossed over, church. Hallelujah. Now we got to go out into the and build the kingdom and be kingdom minded and not so earthly minded in the name of Jesus. Because I realize it's something. The more you share the gospel, the more you witness to other people, the more you share your faith, the more God flow through you. Did you know that? In the name of Jesus this morning. He flow through you. He want to flow through you, not stop with you. He want to flow through you.
Amen.
Don't be that one that clogged up the faucet with gossip, with envy, with hatred, unforgiveness. Don't you be the one that the woman got to come clean out. Don't you be the one. Be the one that he can flow through you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mission impossible. We need to see with God's eyes and not our own eyes. We need to see people with the love of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because don't count the misfit out. Because the misfit can be the one that's gonna be fitted for the assignment. I heard, I thought that one. Let me repeat that. Don't count the misfit out. The misfit is going to be fitted for the perfect assignment. Hallelujah. For some too many times, we think we got it all together. And then we put Jesus on a shelf. And then we pick him back up when we need him. Then we put him back on the shelf. Then we pick him back up. Then we put him back on the shelf. And he's saying, no, I just want to live through you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mission impossible. Stepping outside the box. A mission mission requires a desperate need of leaning on the Lord. Amen. A desperate dependence on God. Jesus always prayed with expectancy. He never prayed without expecting something to happen. Amen. Pray without seeking. Pray and expect to receive your miracle right now. He said, suddenly he moved. Suddenly God can change your life. Suddenly he can change your circumstances at the blink of an eye.
Yes.
But you got to stay on the bike and keep your balance. When you're about to reach the end of your road, don't give up. Don't quit. Keep moving. Keep believing. Keep seeking in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
All things are possible that seem impossible in Jesus' name. Let your God some praise, church.
Amen.
Come on, church, and give us some praise. I know you're right there. I know you're right there with your name. You by yourself right there in the name of Jesus. I don't know you're looking out on TV. This is the word of the Lord this morning, church. This is the word of the Lord this morning. You know that you need to be lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the name of
Jesus.
I don't care where you are. I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life. I give him praise. I give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I give him everything that belongs to me in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Yes. Lord, I thank God this morning for your children. Thank God this morning for your husband. Thank God this morning for
your
thank God this morning for your resources. Thank God this morning for just allowing you an opportunity in the name of Jesus. to be able to see another day. Thank God in the name of Jesus. You can even lift up your hands right now in the name of Jesus. So many people, they can't lift their hands up right now in the name of Jesus. So just having a hand alone is a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
I'll preach myself happy. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, church. Thank God for that car that'll start up. Thank God for that house. Thank God for the water that you drink. Thank God for the clothes on your back in the name of Jesus. Carry out the mission.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I tell you what, there's going to come a time in your life, it's only going to be you and him. I've been there, and I love to stay there. Because when it was just me and him, there's no turbulence, and no confusion in the name of Jesus. See, what we do is that we bring too many people into the inner circle with us and him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember in my closing, I love to share my own testimony. I remember when I was at my other church, and I remember the church was growing. I remember people was coming. I remember all that. And I remember how I personally got caught up, amen, into the numbers. And I remember, church, I remember when the Lord said to me, he said, when I gave you this assignment, it was me and you. He said, then you made it about you and them. Hear me again, hear me again. He said, it was me and you, Eric, that you had this agreement, this covenant. And don't get big-headed because the church is growing up and all this stuff is going around you. And I remember that day. I said, Lord, what is going on? He said, what's going on is that it was me and you, and it became you and them.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
See, y'all don't want to tell the truth. You allow them to be between me and you. So I had to shut some things down in the name of Jesus. I had to put you back on fire in the name of Jesus.
Because
the fire was going away. See, y'all don't want to hear the truth in the name of Jesus. I remember that morning when I woke up. I said, Lord, what is going on? Talking to my wife. What is happening? We glory. We got people coming from everywhere.
Yes.
Say it. You changed the mission.
Come on, tell the truth. Same again.
And I remember, I'm going to say it one more time. I was seeking God. And God said to me, he said, yeah, it looks good. A lot going on.
Yes.
The Lord, but tell me what's happening. He said, you brought them between me and you.
Yes.
And they became your God.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You was looking for them more than you were looking for me. When they didn't show up on Sunday, you was calling them, but you weren't calling me. See, church, I'm gonna get it out here. Amen. Stay with me this morning. Because see, I understand how the enemy works. Amen. I understand that it's one thing to have a vision. Amen. It's another thing to be walking in your vision. It's another thing to be carrying your vision. Amen.
That's right.
Set of rules. See, you don't know what you would do. And Pastor Miguel, you're supposed to be a spiritual man. Yes, I am. And I love the Lord. You don't know what you would do when somebody gave you $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I see your Zoom on Sunday mornings. You be Zooming from Vegas. But you don't have $1 million then, so you can say, no, I won't, Pastor. I put my 10% in. Yeah, right. Okay. But I remember them days. But them days trained me, church. It trained me to deal. And he's training you. Don't try to get away from the process.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
See, the process is so important in your life of what you're going through. Because if you try to get away from the process, you're going to have a product that's going to be incomplete.
Yes.
And God, here we go. God wants us to be complete and whole in him, lacking nothing. And here you go, lacking nothing in the name of Jesus. So you can't get away from the process. And too many times, catch this, when the fire get hot and the irons get hot, we want to step away out of the fire. But he got you there because he's burning some stuff out of your life.
Jesus.
Right. Yes.
Please.
See, yes, nobody want to be burned. Here we go. Nobody want to be hot. Nobody want to be in this line of fire in the name of Jesus. It's almost like when you sign up to become a son or daughter of the kingdom, you sign up for warfare in the name of Jesus. It's like going into the military. And you sign up in the military to go into the military, and they say, guess what? It's time to go to war. You say, you know what? I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for the benefits. I signed up for the VA stuff. When you signed up, you didn't sign up just for his riches and his glory and the homes and the cars and the David Germans and the Daniels and all that other stuff. You signed up to go into warfare in the name of Jesus.
All right, man.
This morning, I know you're going in the kingdom.
All right.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Glory.
Too often we sign up for stuff. Just
a
little bit.
Okay, here.
Awesome. Awesome.
Nobody goes in the military without expecting. Matter of fact, let me break it down a little bit further to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you go to the military, they train you for one thing, warfare. Everything you do is warfare. Preparation, warfare. Warfare. Warfare, how to attack the enemy, amen? How to kill the enemy, kill, steal, and destroy the enemy. When we sign up for the kingdom, we sign up for warfare. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God. We have to put on the full armor in the name of Jesus. You can't be uncovered nowhere when you're in warfare. You got to put on the full armor of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Your weapon is the word of God. And then we have to learn, in my closing, this is a nugget for you. When we get out of tune, you have to go back to the manual.
Mm-hmm. Preaching there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
If you have a car, the manufacturer knows that car better than any other manufacturer. Toyota, no Toyota. Honda, no Honda. BMW, no BMW. So when you go take your car for service and you can't figure out what's going with it, they put that car on a machine. And then they go back to the original manufacturer's manual to find out where the car is out of alignment or what's going on with it. So when you get out of alignment, church, stay with me this morning. This is a good one. You got to go back to the original manufacturer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the manual is the word of God.
Amen.
You got to open up your Bible and not let your Bible just sit on your table as a masterpiece. You got to open it up. You got to read it. And you got to go to the scriptures so you can be restored back to your original state that you intended for the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
And too many times we'll leave the original. Here we go. Oh my God, this morning. Y'all better stop me. I'm about to run out 264. Look, you better stop me this morning. I'm about to run out
264.
Right. If you see one of the news, it's pastor, okay? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. See, too many times we got the manufacturer's manual on the table, and we got this book by George Myers on the table. Pick yourself clear, and we'll pick that book up, but we'll pick up the original manufacturer's book.
Awesome.
See. In order for you to get tuned up, here we go, church. In order for you to get tuned up this morning, how do we come out of this house? Y'all just don't know this
all
morning.
Right, all right.
In order for you to get tuned up this morning, I gotta go back to the manufacturer. If the car is missing, and then here we go. Thank you, church. Jesus.
Yes.
Come on now.
See, God will give you an extended warranty free.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
You an extended warranty free this morning. Amen. An extended warranty means that a little bit beyond your normal years of life, that He can extend your life in the name of Jesus so you can carry your time up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I know. They called me every day about my car. They said, Mr. Majette, your miles are going to come up to you. You want to extend your warranty? And I said, sir, you know, what benefit, here we go, what benefit am I going to get if I'm going to extend my warranty? Oh, we're going to cover the drivetrain. We're going to cover the engine. We're going to cover all these other parts. I said, that sounds great, but how much is it going to cost me? Okay, we'll give you another 50,000 miles for X amount of dollars, but God is saying that I'm going to extend your warranty, and there's no unlimited now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Peace.
Do you want an extended warranty?
Yes, Lord.
Do you want something that's with unlimited resources? See, Bank of America ain't got no more Bank of Jesus.
Right.
You got an account with Jesus that's unlimited.
Amen.
You got more deposit than you can handle, church. You got to walk in it, though. You got to talk in it. You got to live in it. You got to believe in it in the name of Jesus this morning. Any believers out there with me, we're going to give them some praise.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. I don't know what has happened in the name of Jesus. See, you got to walk in this thing. Amen. You got to pull that manual out day in and day out. As a matter of fact, that manual got even instructions how to get your kids on track.
Yes.
That manual got instructions how you should treat your wife, how you treat your husband. That thing got instructions. Oh my God, it's on me. The manual got so many instructions in there.
Mm.
How to become prosperous, how to make your name great.
Yes.
And he make it so simple because you don't need Facebook to get to it. You ain't got to Twitter him. You ain't got to do no online ordering. You don't need no credit card, no debit card. Only thing you need is your voice.
Yes.
Only thing you need is your voice in your arms.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And your hands in the air.
Yes.
Like you just don't care.
Yes.
Come on, everybody. I need you 100%. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is so awesome. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Take that weight off you. Give it to him right now in the name of Jesus. Give him your problems right now in the name of Jesus. Take that weight off you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.